Torah tells us Parshas Vayigash. Yosef meets his brothers. L'chul onosan le'ish chalifos smolos. He gave them certain clothing. L'v'yom inosan shlosh mi'os kesef. He gave him an additional 300 kesef. V'chamesh chalifos smolos. And he gave them five cloaks. And then the Torah continues that Vayu Mitzrayim Yavol Eretz Kanaan al Yaakov Aviem, and they told him Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Aviem. So Binyamin, you know, got more. He was special. And in fact, the Gemara Megillah on page 8, Tezayin Amid Beis, going over to Yudzayin Amid Aleph, asked the famous question. The bottom line, Efshar Dovish and Itzdar Bo Oso Tzadik Yikashal Bo. In other words, Yaakov favored Yosef, and that caused the whole problem. So now Yosef is repeating the same thing by favoring Binyamin? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Binyamin ben Yefes, that there's a remez in the five chalifos smalos. He wanted to be merames to Mordechai. Shenemar Mordechai yotza b'lvush malchus. Mordechai had the five cloaks, and Mordechai is coming from Binyamin. So it's a remez to Mordechai. So he's merames to Mordechai. But again, why being merames to Mordechai at this point? That he gives him the chamesh chalifos smolos is remez to Mordechai, who one day is going to be wearing these five cloaks. So all of a sudden, Yosef is being merames to Mordechai. And what's this idea? Like Chazal bothered, he gives him 300 extra dollars. Isn't that going to cause, like Chazal bothered, isn't that going to cause jealousy? Just like what Yaakov did to Yosef with the Ketonas Pasim caused jealousy. So now Yosef is doing this, repeating the same thing. He's going to bring back the same problem. So we have to understand what's the significance of the Chamesh Chalifa, the Shloshmeos Kesef. And then we know in Parshas Zos HaBracha, who talks to Binyamin, it says, the Binyamin Omar Yidid Hashem. Binyamin is a Yidid Hashem. And we have to understand what that means. What does it mean to be a Yidid Hashem? What do you do to get that title of Yedid Hashem? Special title. Now we know something special about Binyamin on page 7, where the Gemara Zvachim and Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis says, Ki Azer Rav Dimi Amar Rav Shloshim Kol B'Shar Shal Shechina Ol Yisrael. That the Shechina came to Klal Yisrael in three different places, Bishilo, Venova Givon, and Beis Olamim. Bishilo, and Nova Givon, and then the Beis HaMikdash. Uvukulam lo sharsa ela b'chelek binyamin. And all of them, the Shechina, was only shore in the portion of Binyamin. So the Binyamin gets the Beis HaMikdash. in his portion. In fact, the Gemara in Yuma on the page before, discusses the Ulam, the Heichal, Beis Kodshei Kadoshim. Maybe one part not, but a lot of the Ikarim of the places of the Shekhinah were in the Chalak of Binyamin. The Chalak of Binyamin. So the Chasam Sofer says an unbelievable idea. He says, the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim on page 10, "Im choymahi nivna ala tiras kosef." And the Sforno teaches, what is a tiras kosef? Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash. So says the Chasam Sofer on page 11, second arrow towards the bottom, page 11 on the right side, three lines on the bottom. Yodeya ki beis hamikdash nidikra tiras kesef. V'haya gavo meya amah. And the height of the beis hamikdash was 100 amos high. Fafil beis rishon shalohaya gavo binyan meya amah. Mikom lokom sodo higia l'shir hazeh. Kibur kumor shkosu b'shev of posuk asara asara. Hakaf shekel kodesh. Hi, the Rab. So it also, its foundation, whatever, got to 100 amos. So it all had some height of 100 amos. All the three beis hamikdash. And that's what it means. He gives him 300 kesef, because kesef is what. The Tiras Kesef. Tiras Kesef is what? Beis HaMikdash. So he's telling him, I'm going to give you 300. Because each Beis HaMikdash is what? 100 Amos high. I'm going to give you 300. It means to say, all three Batei Mikdash are going to be in your Chelek. At least the main parts of them. And that's the Remez that he tells them here. But in the same Pasuk, he Rami is also Mordechai. That we saw, that's the Chamesh Chalifos Smolos. So he remembers that the Sholosh Meos Kesef is the three Batei Mikdash, each 100 Amos high, and three of them, so 300. And the five Chalifos Smolos is a remez to Mordechai, who's going to go in the five begadim. Reb Tzadok, but we still have to see what's the significance. What's the connection with Mordechai and the Beis HaMikdash? Because he's merames him two things. You're going to get three Batei Mikdash, and you're also going to have a descendant Mordechai who's going to have five cloaks. Reb Tzadok also discusses this. And he says on page 13, second line, that the five cloaks were big day Shabbos. Shemechuni mishlum smalos. And apparently there are different kedushas of Shabbos. The five different kedushos, I'm not sure exactly what they are, but different levels of kedusha that Shabbos has. And he says, the five kedusha Shabbos. And apparently, Binyamin was zocha to those kedushos, so he gives them. So he had the highest level of Shabbos. Binyamin. Five levels of Kedusha Shabbos, and therefore he deserves the five cloaks of Shabbos. So what's this idea? What's being said here? So if you look in the Psukim, it's interesting. Rav Shlomo Kluger has Ha'ara in the Psukim in Miketz. Where it talks about the goblet, right? The whole goblet that was hidden in the portion in the valise of Binyamin. So it's mentioned in, let's see where it's mentioned. Pasuk Beis, on page 14, as gvi gvi akesef. That's one time it's mentioned. Then it's mentioned on page 15 in Pasuk Yud Beis. Second time. The first time it's mentioned twice. Right? In the Pasuk Beis, Gvi Gvi Akesef. It's mentioned twice in the Pasuk Beis. And then in Pasuk Yud Beis, it's mentioned another time, Gevia. So that's the third time. And in the last Pasuk, Yud Zayin, it's mentioned Gevia, what? The fourth time. Or he said, the way Rav Shlomo Kluger says it, Pasuk Beis is Gevia once, Pasuk Yud Beis is the second time. And then Pasuk Tezayin, it's mentioned. No, he doesn't count Gvi Gvi twice. Or it's four different times. Pasuk Beis, it's mentioned. Gviya. Pasuk Yud Beis, second time. Pasuk Tezayin. And Pasuk Yud Zayin. So he says that this is reminiscent of the Dalet Kosos. The Dalet Kosos. And the Dalet Kosos represents Geula. Dalet L'shoyne Shul Geula. So Binyamin is a big player in the hastening of the Geula. Zara Shel Rachel, etc. And we learned already another, we discussed last week about the Chamesh Yodos, remember? We discussed what that meant from the Mor V'Shemesh. That meant that he saw Yosef so much, so he shined five times more. But the Pasuk says, Vayisa Masos, but Torah Masos Binyamin Masos Kulam Chamesh Yodos. So I'm going to show you now a new pshat in Chamesh Yodos. Unbelievable pshat. Says the pasuk in Chagai on page 20. Page 19, then 20. Aluha Har Vavesem. Hashem says you're going to go up and you're going to build the second base of Mikdash, and I'll like it and I'll honor it. So Chazal point out that that word ve'echabda in Chagai, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ches, on page 20, the first line, is missing a hey. Is missing a hey. So says the Gemara in Yuma, on Chaf Aleph of Beis, on page 21. Vamar of Shmuel Bar, in Yemaydech Siv, Erzabo ve'echabda, Kirina Echabda, Maishno de Mechusar hey. That represents Elu Chamisha Dvarim Shehoyu Bei Mikdash Rishon LeMikdash Sheni. We know that the second base of Mikdash was lacking five things. What was it lacking? Aron, Kaporis, Kruvim, Eish, Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh. The Aron of Kaporis to Kruvim, Rashi says, is one thing. Kul Echad Milsa. That's one thing. Because they were part of the same structure. The Aron, the Kaporis, and the Kruvim. That's one thing. Eish is two, Shechin is three. Shechin lo shasu bo, Ruach HaKodesh lo haisa. Shechin and Ruach HaKodesh maybe is one. And we're in the Tumim. So, Aron Kaporis Ukruvim is 1, Eish is 2, Shechin is 3, Ruach HaKodesh 4, and Urim V'Tumim is 5. So, there are 5 things that are missing. That's why there's no hay. So, says the Toldos Yitzchak Ben Levi is a sefer. I saw quoted in one of the Lubavitcher's farm, Yalkut of the Yonim of Geula and the Shiach and the Torah. He points out this sefer, and Chassam Sofri points out as well. Told us Yitzchak ben Levi is the son of the Kedushas Levi. So he says that's what it means Chamesh Yados, because Bischus ben Yamin we're going to get back the third base Hamikdash, and the third base Hamikdash is going to have the 5 missing things that the second Pesach Mikdash didn't have. That it didn't have. And so it's all Binyamin. Shlomo Kluge says the 4 Kosos Binyamin's the Geula. Binyamin. The Shechin is always in Binyamin. So what's so great about Binyamin? So the Yalkut on page 23 says different reasons. He says, "Bibnai Zacha Binyamin Shetishra Shechina Bechelko, Mashal Melech Shabai Tzolbanav Leprakim Kol Echad Echad Omer Etzlehu Shora Don Shabakol Efshar Shabaniach Abba Achay Agdol Shora Etzli Amad Vahalach Fana Kvushus Vnafsha Guma Maritim." In other words, the father feels bad that the youngest son is saying, oh, my father's never going to come to stay by me. The 5 different brothers in town, he's not going to come by me. So the father Dafka says, I'll go sleep by you. So the same idea. Or he says, Mibnei Zachav, Mibnei Shekol HaShvatim Noldem Chutzlarts. Binyamin no longer Eretz Yisrael. Mikol HaShvatim were in the Mechiraso Shal Yosef, and Binyamin was not. But the real, not the real reason, but one of the reasons that I want to focus on is what the Shalah says. And I think based on that, everything will be understood. What does the Shalah say on page 24? Ata evar malas kedushas binyamin. Da ki haya le binyamin. Kedusha b'yeses eis min shar echav. Ki chol echav ishtachavu le esav. Shehu sitra nil smol mikil acher. Binyamin adayin lo nolad lo yish. Lo yichrav lo ishtachavu. So he says, Binyamin was the only one who never bowed down to Esav. And you know what? What does it say? The second column, the arrow? What does it say by Mordechai, who comes from Binyamin? Lo yichrav lo yishtachave. Everyone bows down to Haman. Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachave. So what's the idea? He says, in life, people bow down to different things. They see, oh, this person has a lot of money. I have to bow down to him. This person, the only thing you bow down to, Rabbi says, is the Ribbono Shalom. Because Ribbono Shalom is emes. That's the only thing. It's not chas v'shalom we treat anyone with disrespect. But sometimes people, you know, because this person has money, or this has that, or this has the other thing, we just have to listen. We have to mishtachave. And no, the ultimate of Binyamin is to, he doesn't mean, he's not mishtachave to anybody. He's not mishtachave to Esav. Mordechai, he's not mishtachave. Haman had all the power, had everything. Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachave. So it's only someone who has that in him, that he was not mishtachave, who deserves to have the Beis HaMikdash in his chelek. And that's why, as Zoram explained, in the same pasuk, like the Chasam Sofer says, that has the remez of the 300 kesef, which is the what? Is the three batei mikdash, also has the remez of the chamesh chalifa smalos of Mordechai, because that's the yisod. Because if you want to be a person that deserves a Beis HaMikdash, what does a Beis HaMikdash mean? That we believe that the only koyach in the world is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you get a Beis HaMikdash in your chelek if you don't bow down to anything else. But if you take other things because it's money, because it's influence and this, and you bow down to it, then you don't get a Beis HaMikdash in your chelek. So it's only Binyamin who didn't bow down to Esav. Mordechai doesn't bow down to Haman. So the Sholosh Meos Kesef and the Chamesh Chalifa Smolos are in that same pasuk. And that reminded me of another word that I've seen from the Alter Rebbe. There's a vote from the Alter Rebbe. It's in the Shar HaChanukah, so we're holding now by the end of Chanukah. So the Alter Rebbe has a vort, an unbelievable vort, which I've seen quoted several times, and he says Taich in the Pasuk that we say in Musaf. On Sholosh Regalim, Ein anachnu yicholim la'alos v'leiros u'shlishtachavos lefanecha. That we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so we can't go up and go up aliyah l'regel leiros u'lishtachavos lefanecha. So the Alter Rebbe asked the Kasha. He says, L'chore yipolim o'od, debishlum al'alos v'leiros. To go up, there's no Beis HaMikdash to go up to, so we can't appear. Ein anachnu achshav zman hagolus. Aval lishtachavos, lama ein anu yucholim gam achshav b'chol mokom? I can be mishtachave any place. So why ein anachnu, we can't be mishtachave? Why not? I can be mishtachave. I can't go up, I can't lay rose. But why not lishtachavos? So he says a big yisod. He says there's two types of hishtachava. Yesh bein mine hishtachavos. Echad hishtachave chitzonis. Physical. To physically bow down. So that you could always do. But then there's hishtachava pnimis. Page 26. It's the third line. Aval ishtach v'pnimis hu anikra ishtach v'as ha-nefesh. Then ishav b'chani ha-daf shav b'chidas p'nimis shav'o. Rotsan ha-pnimi. The word shayivatel, ishtach v'pnimi means I totally subordinate myself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to do this, but I know it's wrong, so I'm mishtachave to the Ribbono Shel Olam and I don't do it. But that's hard when there's no Giloy Shechina. So, Ein anachdu yicholim lalos lehiros mishtachavos. Yeah, we can bow down any place, but to bow down the pnimius, we can't do when there's no Beis HaMikdash in total. Hopefully we do it to whatever degree we can, but that we can't do in total. And that's Rabosai, is the idea of Binyamin. See, Binyamin, no, he's not Mishtachaveh. Mordechai is not Mishtachaveh. So he's, and Mishtachaveh doesn't only mean Mishtachaveh Chitzoni, it means the Mishtachaveh Pnimi, that I don't bow down to, this is Sheker, and it might be money or this, I don't bow down to it. And I'm not kofof to it. Ein anachnu yicholim lalos mishtachavos lefanecha. And the Satmar Rebbe, the Berach Moshe, on page 27, he quotes from this word, and he says pshat in an interesting medrash. The medrash says, it says, Lech Lecha twice. By Lech Lecha, the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, and then it says Lech Lecha by the Akedah, El Eretz Amoriah. So the Medrash says, I quoted the Medrash here on page 28. Amar Vlevi, Shtei Pa'am Iksiv Lech Lecha, Einan Al Yodim Ezu Chaviva, which is Wachaviv, Imashniya Mirishona. So the fact that it says the second time, El Eretz Amoria, Haveshniach Aviva Min Rishona. By the Akedah, it says El Eretz Moria. So what's the pshat? So the page 27, the last column, the last paragraph. Sheshadar Samed Shnei Pavim Siv Lechlecha. Shem Shnei Maya Iker and Isoid Manishkan Rak Vashem Hashem Lonas Atzmo. In both cases, a person had to do Ratzon Hashem. So, but the second one, it said it had to be in Eretz Moria, in the Mokom HaMikdash. Why? Because Dafkin, the Mokom HaMikdash, you can get total bittul to Ratzon Hashem. So obviously, the second thing was a harder thing. So, and therefore it needed the Siyata Dishmaya to be in the Mokom HaMikdash to get the Hishtach of Apnimis to be able to fulfill it. So that was Mochaviv. But the idea of Rabosai is that in life there's always going to be Nisyonos. There's always going to be different things that people are wanting you to be Mishtachaveh to. And the only thing we're Mishtachaveh to is Emes, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is Emes. And if we see something that's not emes, even though it's very enticing, we're not mishnachave to it. And then you have a life of a Beis HaMikdash in your chelik. Because every individual, the Alshech says, v'shachanti b'sochem is a mikdash in his own. But you only get a Beis HaMikdash if you're not mishnachave to the wrong things. And Binyamin is not mishnachave. And Mordechai is not mishnachave. So that Rabosai, the Binyamin Nosan Sholosh Meos Kesev is the Shlosh Matei Mikdash. The Chamesh Chamish Chachliva Smolos is Mordechai. Mordechai lo Yichrov lo Yishtachave. Binyamin lo Yishtachave lo Esav. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam, only to Emes. That's why when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't always see what the Emes is. So we don't have that enough of Hishtachave Pnimi. Ein anachni cholim lalos v'leros u'lishtachavos lefanecha. And Chanukah, Rabosai, just to end with one word from Chanukah, is the time of Hishtachavah, because the Mishnah says in Midos Perek Beis that the Yevanim did 13 pierces in the Soreg, in the partition, and then they were Mesakin Yud Gimel Hishtachavos. Because it's the time that we have to be Mishtachavet to the right things. And the time of that they misaken hishtachavos, and that doesn't only mean physical, but it means what you consider, what do you subordinate yourself to? You subordinate yourself to truth, to Torah, to emes. And if something it comes in your life that you don't feel is emes, but not mishnachavet to it. even though it's sometimes a big nisayon. And that's because that you get a base of mikdash in your life, and because that midah of Mordechai lo yicharav lo yishtachave, that Binyamin is going to be the person that's going to bring the base of mikdash. The hey yados is the return of the hey, the five things that are missing from the second base of mikdash that are going to be returned to the third base of mikdash. And now, as we're in the last couple of hours of Chanukah, and Rav Shechter always says Chanukah is the second base of mikdash, which wasn't going to be as based on the Gemara. Rav Shechter always says from the Gemara in Yuma, it was clear that since most people didn't go up, it wasn't going to be permanent. So it was only hachana to the third base of mikdash, and that's what the Bnei Yisoschar says as well. But we'll only get that b'schus Binyamin, and Binyamin is the midah of Mordechai of lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh, only to mishtachaveh klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh, Binyamin lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh, b'schus zos b'mheira yibana beis hamikdash, and we should be zocheh or chadash al tzion toyer v'niskeh chulonu b'mheira lo'orah.